It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Listening to 107.9
Fresh
FM.
Any way you got me feeling, let me shout T-O-T-O. Happiness, you give me happiness. This is not about the money, and it's not about the fame. Happiness, you give me happiness. Now the way you got me feeling, make me shout tito tito. Happiness, you give me happiness. This is not about the money, and it's not about the fame. Happiness, you give me happiness.
Happiness, oh, today is a good day. Make we open up our heart. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Chicken cost now, who they prize am. Get help the needy. Tomorrow, no, they set alarm. So make we love, make we share. If I hate, make we check the other door. Them and lehu, lehu, lehu. Happy, oh, oh, oh. Them and lehu, lehu, lehu. Happy, oh.
Make me shout tito tito. Happiness, you give me happiness. This is not about the money, and it's not about the fame. Happiness, you give me happiness.
You got me feeling, oh.
Anyway, you got me feeling. Make me shout tito tito. Happiness, you give me happiness.
This is not about the money.
This is not about the money, and it's not about the fame. Happiness,
so
give me happiness.
I say happiness, oh.
Well, keeping you fresh all day is our mantra here at Fresh 107.9 FM. Abel Kuta, Harry Sung on this, and it's happiness. I'm wishing that you have a happy Wednesday. Welcome to Platform this morning, Wednesday, the 31st day of January 2024. My name is Emmanuel, okay? Let's delve into the conversation this morning. We have an interesting topic to discuss. But first, I'll start with three compelling stories as we dig into the details. First is that of Eclipse Nkasi. Eclipse Nkasi is a Nigerian musician who created an entire 9-track album, Infinite Echoes, from start to finish using AI. He made the album without any human musician and in just 3 days. Looking at the budget of it, Nkasi spent $500 on AI tools, an amount that is lesser compared to using the conventional means of producing hip-hop albums, going to a studio, getting producers, and having multiple mixing trips, both abroad and at home. Artificial intelligence wrote the songs, mixed and produced the album, and Eclipse Nkasi only did some rearrangements and modification. That's my story number one. Story number two this morning is that of a software development company, ChatDev, that used AI to write code, design and build a software from start to finish. At that company, ChatDev, roles like CEO, CTO, programmer, code reviewer, code tester, and graphics designer were assigned to bots using ChatGPT. These bots collaborated seamlessly to create software, significantly reducing human involvement in the process. And moving to my compelling story number three this morning is that of a Dallas-based radio station that broadcasts on the frequency of 95.5. In June 2023, that station in Dallas, for clarity purpose, used AI Ashley as presenter, producer, and DJ for an entire shift. AI Ashley used an artificially generated version of the voice of Ashley Elzinga, a human host based in Michigan, although with our consent. So just imagine hearing my voice and it is AI speaking. So this morning, we'll take a look at the critical issue. Will artificial intelligence take our jobs? Welcome to Platform. When computers came, we also had a similar concern at the start of particularly around 2090s, and we're worried, will computers take our jobs? My guest this morning on Platform is an interesting personality, the chartered IT professional, a cybersecurity expert, computational informatics expert, and administrator. He's at the forefront of tech education and awareness in Ogun State, and he's the president of Ogun Tech Community and registrar, WMOU, Mr. Kunle Durosimi. Good morning and welcome to Platform.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
We have an interesting topic on our hands. I love data, so let's look at some data with regards to this. Since 2000, automation system has phased out about 1.7 million jobs. That's in the US. McKinsey, a global institute, says that AI has a profound impact to deliver additional global economic activity of around $13 trillion by 2030. And that same report also said by 2030, 70% of companies would have started embracing or would have embraced AI using at least one AI tool, and 50% will have fully absorbed the five categories of AI tools available. Another report by Goldman Sachs says that AI could replace an equivalent of 300 million full-time jobs globally. And that report also predicted that 2/3 of the jobs in the US and Europe are exposed to some degree of AI automation. Nigeria is not left out of this. The figures are quite disturbing. Perhaps some will say if you don't get ready, you may be swept away by that. Let's look at the startling statistics around AI taking over this time around. Are jobs safe?
Thank you very much. I want to also take you back to one of your introduction that I remember during our days in secondary school, where you talk about advantages of computer and disadvantages of computer. The first one the teachers emphasize is unemployment. Do you understand? Though those of us in the tech space, we are changing the narrative to people that It's not as if computer is going to create unemployment. Computer is creating more job. Computing field is creating more job. But what that unemployment simply means is those who cannot actually move alongside with it.
With the trend.
With the trend. And that's why the same thing happens to when you're talking about the AI, artificial intelligence. Who will power the concept behind AI? Let me pick one from one of the example of the companies that you have actually mentioned. When you talk about artificial intelligence, it's a course under computer science. At HND level, I think you do it at HND 2. At computer science, the degree, you do it at 300 level, artificial intelligence as a course. You know, people look at it as something very big. Artificial intelligence, all of us are interacting with it. If you log on to your Facebook today, you want to post a picture, something is replying, something is attending to you. That the concept it has to do with artificial intelligence. Now, let's translate it to our day-to-day activities in an organization when we talk about AI. You see, we have large number of data. A lot of people are making use of the internet. A lot of people need more solutions that humans cannot quickly attend to. And that's why some people are sitting down to program some of these things. And that's why people are saying AI is replacing this. What about those people who are, you know, writing the code, the machine language to program this AI? Do you understand? But due to a lot of activities where people want to engage in many things, and that's why people are thinking of the replacement of AI. Now, back to your question as regard what the Nigeria. Yes, we've also been seeing so many examples of that. AI is going to take away jobs, and it's going to create millions of jobs. We've started to see the example. I'm going to take you to the area of fintech. There is a category of fintech today under CBN called MMOs. I'm not going to mention their name, mobile money operators. The category of those
banks. The ones we use for banks nowadays.
For banks nowadays. They are the one that they will remove the first zero digit of your phone number. Those categories of banks, they are referred to as MMOs. Now, many of them don't have physical office. You know, I think one or two are just coming to Abeokuta now. We don't really believe in, let me go and make transaction going. All our transaction, everything is done online. Now, what is the concept behind AI there? All of them, plus the banking hall, plus the website of the organizations, they have what is called a chat bus. Now, what is the set of that chat bus? That chat bus has been developed in such a way that we have what is called frequently asked questions. What are those challenges? Okay, I'm trying to make this transfer. I received this debit alert. The account was not credit. All those questions, all those challenges that we might face has been programmed using artificial intelligence. And that's what we call chat bus. Do you understand? In some health sector, in some hospitals in Lagos, people replying you are still machine, AI. It now gets to a level where you now begin to talk to the real doctor itself. It has been programmed. Professionals, likely questions. Okay, I'm having headache. When did you start experiencing that? What have you used? Okay, take this and do this. It has been programmed. Now, what about those people who actually programmed that work? Now, why are we emphasizing the fact that it's taking away job in the sense that some are not ready to move outside their box? Think beyond that box. And that's why technology has come to stay. We cannot go back. It's going to take away jobs from those who are not ready to shift ground. You have rightly mentioned. Do you understand? We might not get there this year or next year when we begin to have a robot reading news, but we have a lot of AI tools, morph.ai, that can actually program Emmanuel Okey voice and read that news. Do you understand?
And take the job from me.
Yes. So what is required from Emmanuel Okey now is to understand the nitty-gritty of, you know, what the machine cannot do. How do you also support in programming what the machine is going to read? Machine is not magic. Let me do this comparison analysis for you. The computer brain machine that we look at it as something genius. In fact, when they were doing the analysis, they say you cannot compare with baby brain. Not talk of the elderly person. Do you understand what I'm saying? But everything machine human is doing, talk of ChatGPT, Perplexity.ai, all the AI tools, what they are doing, it is what human has done. It's just going to bring it out. So what requires of an OAP that is going to move with that trend is to understand technology to drive the system of the of the media administration. In the last some years, we do not have anything like MixXLR. We do not have anything like Radio Garden, all those tools. They are concept behind the eye. It's going to carve out those things out. So what required is that we all need to understand the technology that is driving different field. If you don't understand that, then AI is going to take away job, because people want instant results. People need data. Government want to know how many students do you have in Abeokuta South local government, how many secondary school, how many of them are in the so range, how many graduate do we have. So we need instant data. And mind you, we have large number of data. Nigeria is over 200 million. There's a report that shows that as of today, we are now number 9th in terms of phone usage in the whole world. We are number 11th in terms of internet penetration in the whole world. So we have data disjointed everywhere. So we need the concept of this AI so that we can actually get results. So anybody who is working in an organization and is not ready to switch, okay, let me give you this instance. For instance, you want to employ somebody who is an administrator. You study business administration, public admin, and the likes. Somebody was asking me weekend that somebody is looking for a job and the person study economics. I did not even allow the person to land. I said the only place where that person can get job is civil service. Yes, without skill.
Why the civil service?
Well, the civil service is a place where they have not digitalized. We have not implemented e-governance. Do you understand? It's only they still deal with file. In a corporate organization, if a banking system, if a corporate firm want to employ an administrator, they need an administrator who understand, who can use Microsoft Word, Excel very well, and analysis tools like Power BI. So my advice for that person is that don't just rely on the bachelor degree of 4 years of business administration or HND 5 years of business administration at one polytechnic or university. Go and learn tools that is required of administrator. An administrator who has data of a staff that cannot tell us instantly that, okay, this is the staff that is going to retire at this point in time, except he or she go and bring out file. An administrator that cannot tell us that this staff needs to go on so training, this is what this person can actually do. Many organizations are using what is called Google Drive because everything has to be on the cloud. Do you understand what I'm saying? So an administrator that does not even know how to use computer system. I can remember I want to pick from one of the speech of the former Minister of Communication, Professor Ali Issa Pantami. He made this known during a convocation lecture he delivered last year at FUT MENA. He said the challenges that we are having in terms of job is not as if there is no job. Unemployability issue is the problem. Our graduates are not employable because many of them are not allowing technology to drive whatever caused the study. You can imagine you have a graduate of a accounting graduate that cannot even use Microsoft Excel. So where do you want to start from that?
Let me button a bit. In the early 2000s, when computers became popular in Nigeria, I recall the popular saying then was that if you want to benefit from the largesse of computer penetration, you have to train and be ready now.
Of course.
And I'm thankful to my parents who registered me at a computer school. I remember the man, Mr. Okpe Oshori, who taught me how to use computer. Mm. And now that the talk around AI is going, and the general concept is that those who are prepared now and those who tap into it at this early stage would benefit from it in the nearest future.
Of course.
When AI penetration comes.
Of course.
So how do we achieve that tapping into AI at this early stage so that we are not swept away, so that we benefit from it when it eventually becomes a larger gold mine?
Thank you very much. There is one popular saying now among this 21st century that somebody can be a PhD holder, a professor, and can be digital
illiterate,
because we need to continue to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Let me tell you the reason. During total lockdown, many academia begins to, going against, we cannot teach online. We conducted an interview recently for many PhD holders. We were asking them, have you made use of the LMS before? Many of them are saying, I've made use of Zoom. And Zoom is not LMS. Zoom is a video conferencing platform. When talking about LMS, learning management system, it is embedded in so many university portals where you can actually teach students. Microsoft Teams is one of the examples.
Virtually.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, people need to continue to learn. change from their old way of doing things. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, for instance, the question is, how do you now continue to improve yourself? Look at the media sector today. We now have so many prints that they even conduct interview making use of YouTube. Journalists don't need to travel across the globe to get story. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you send story to the head office? We are using technology. Let's say somebody is still depending on, okay, I cannot use this. Now, even when you use a Microsoft Word, type that document, send it to the office. Some office may not accept that. Let me tell you the way to go. Office is expecting you to be using Microsoft Office online. Immediately you are typing, oh, this is what is going on in the Federal High Court in Abeokuta today as regard the case of a National Assembly, this and that. Immediately you are typing, they are seeing it across the offices in Nigeria. They are not waiting for you to type, save it in Microsoft Word, and attach it through your email. No, that method is even becoming obsolete. The method we are expecting you is to open a Word document in Google Office. It's free. It's there. Good Gmail, Microsoft Office, as you are typing, they are saying it. We conducted an...
It gets there in real time.
It gets there real time. The editor can edit it immediately. The editor can make use of many tools, Grammarly, Quillybot, in editing the tools. Do you understand? So these are the tools. What we are saying, we need to move with that trend. So if you cannot move with that trend, then technology is going to take away your job. And that's why people are shouting. Microsoft released a document that by 2030, majority of the job, 70% of the job will be virtual job, online job, working at home, working remotely. And we're also going there. Many of the banks, many of the corporate organizations today, in fact, many of the tech companies, they want the IT guys to work remotely because they are tired of, you know, buying chairs, keeping the office, you know, making the office, you know, because the amount of money, and that's why you are seeing these MMOs, microfinance bank, reporting huge amount of money as their profit at the end of the day because they spend less in, you know, caring for driver, caring for those things. Driver should go and learn how to use computer and move to another job.
I'm buying diesels.
Do you know how much to keep an office running? And that's why we must continue to give kudos to, you know, management of Fresh FM, having this kind of a beautiful environment. It's not really easy. We know what it takes, no power supply, you know, buying this, doing this, maintaining this. So the way to go in terms of this 21st century is that technology must drive whatever things we are doing. We want to make story, instant story. Frequently, we want people to report to it. It's not as if, let me get back home. I will type the story this. Open your phone. Go to the Gmail on your phone. Create a link. Let everybody be responding. There's a body in US that conducted interview for, I was part of the judge. As we are imputing this call from America, from South Africa, everybody is imputing from Nigeria. Yeah, this is what this person scored 2. You are putting the comment 3. Something is summing it up. We don't want a case of a student of accounting imputing the data of a shop in a Microsoft Excel and at the end of the day looking for calculator to calculate it. Technology, AI, is going to take away job of that person. So what we are looking for is that impute this data in Excel, create a formula, let's get these results instantly. And that's what we are saying. So there are different type of tools and it's also posing challenges on those of us too in the tech field. I could remember when I want to learn how to use computer back then. I was taught how to use starting from Windows 98. Are we still using Windows 98 today? We are no longer using Windows 98. So all of us too in the tech field, we are moving, we are reading, we are updating ourselves. That's why we must continue to learn, unlearn, and relearn in this tech field.
Off the top of my head, I'm yet to see any sector that has not been impacted by AI. You look at medicine, and we're talking about telemedicine now. You look at even driving that you spoke about. There are now driverless vehicles. Being designed by Tesla and a couple of others. There are also EVs, electric vehicles, coming up. And you look at every sector possible, and you see that AI and technology penetration is getting into these sectors. But are there some other sectors that are more susceptible or that are impenetrable on the opposite side to AI? To say we in this sector, we are safe, nothing happens to us.
There is no sector. It's just because the involvement may be different. Now, for instance, we are talking about health sector now. Let's take that health sector as a case study now. Now, how are we using technology in this sector, health sector? We begin to see hospitals coming up with their EMR, electronic medical record, where you can actually, you don't need to, many, some of the government hospitals, they don't even use case note again.
They don't use files.
They don't use files again. Instead of searching for one record or the other, they will just ask you, what is your number?
Patient ID.
Patient ID. Then, with that, they input that, they can see your report. Immediately, you are done with doctors. You just need to get to the pharmacy, get to the laboratory, this and that. AI is driving all those concepts. Now, when it comes to, I don't think there's any field where you can say AI will not penetrate. I don't think there's any field. What require from people is to start, you know, getting along. Let me go to the area of food for you. What AI is going to do in that regard. I was watching a documentary. I saw that video where robot is serving food. Do you understand what I'm saying? Robot is serving food.
At a restaurant.
At a restaurant. I don't know whether you have seen that. It's trending. You understand? That's influence. That's what AI. AI is going to, you know, your request, okay, what do you need to eat? You just impute that. Somebody will take that order. Then a robot is serving food. So as that level, we've seen the what AI is doing in the area of sports. We've seen what, you know, and that's the concept behind VR. You have seen that in this improvement in this ongoing Nations Cup. Unlike the last Nations Cup that you will see a lot of glaring, let me use the word, ojoro or robbery. But this time around, referee has to go back, look at what happened, Nigeria
and it's faster
match.
Than before.
Before. It makes their work easier. Nobody wants to fight referee again. Do you understand? And that's what technology is doing. You have the opportunity of watching the playback of this particular event, and instantly they are also communicating with this referee. And we have what is called a goal line technology. You remember 2020? Is it not 2000? Nigerian Cameroon, when we now have the issue of when they were claiming that was this ball already
beyond the line?
Beyond the line, no, it's can't have that now. There's what is called image based recognition. It's like you want to enter a restaurant. When you step, you see that door open. It's an image based. Something is going to alert referee that this is a goal. You don't need to argue it. Do you understand? And that's what technology has been doing. It's very simple. Do you understand what I'm saying? Look at the area of transportation. It's just because in Nigeria we have not improved in the area of our traffic lights. If you go to even ordinary Ghana, you know Nigeria is still programmed green, red, this and that, where there is no queue, there is no car on this road. Something will dictate that there is no car is going to change from red to green and allow others. It's not as if
instead of waiting, counting down 2 minutes.
Counting down 2 minutes. No. That counting down, that one is technology of 1980s. The one we are using at Yano Mortuary is 80s. The new technology of you know traffic light today is being driven by what is called is a JavaScript. Image-based recognition is going to dictate that do we have numbers of cars here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Very simple. And that's why we are encouraging our politicians to, you know, look at, let's begin to use something recent at that point in time. We should not just be spending money in buying a recent cars for the senators rather than, you know, spending money for people to benefit instead of using the whole century, traffic light on. So technology has come to stay. You and I need to step up our game. And when you are talking about technology, when you use the word AI is going to take it, people scared. AI is not something big. We have experienced, when you use Facebook, you are experiencing AI. When you send mail to your bank, something is replying you. That's AI. It's not a big word. So, but what we are saying is that sit down, look at your field, go and Google it. What do you need to study as regard your field? You can see today, if you want to come up with an idea, you want to promote goods in 90s, early 2000, probably you want to launch a product. Your budget is 1 million naira. You want to promote that product. You'll be spending probably 40% to radio, probably 40% to TV, then 20% for the print.
Billboard
and others. But the reverse is the case now. Out of that 1 million, you'll be looking for influencers. The Twitter, those who will do something for you on Twitter, we have Twitter influencers, we have LinkedIn influencers. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they take away that money. Then you are going to pay for Google AdSense, adverts, and the likes. Do you understand? And that's why everybody has to be on top of their game. So it's unlike before people say radio has sort of magbisi. People are watching us now anywhere. That's what technology is doing. And that's why we have to move. That's why we have to move. So if your attention is only that I study maths com, the only thing I want to do at the radio is to read news. Why not understand reading the news? Why not understanding setting up the video conferencing platform, the streaming platform, learning how to tweet alongside with it? So that when they are looking at, the management is looking at, okay, let's take away some OAP. By the time they realize that you have 2, 3, 4 different qualities, skills, then they are not going to take away your job. So these are some of the things that we're talking about.
Interesting conversation we're having this morning on platform. Will AI take our jobs? You can be a part of the conversation by sending us a message on WhatsApp 0815-432-1079. On Facebook is at Fresh 107.9 FM, at Fresh 107.9 FM Abeokuta. Go to the live feed and drop your comments, or via X at Fresh FM Abeokuta. We'll take this break now. When we come back, we'll look at another thing. We'll look at the tools available for the audience to consume, and for us to consume, and look at how we can start integrating some of these tools into our daily lives. And then we'll also look at the education around AI, and look at how it is being infused into the educational curriculum now. There's the talk of CC Maths, that's the core curriculum minimum academic standards, being pushed by NUC, and also the unbundling of education and computing by MBT. So we captured this in the second half of the show. This is Platform on Fresh 107.9 FM. Please, we'll be back shortly.
January 2, 1079-7977
Thank you for staying tuned. This platform on Fresh 107.9 FM, Abeokuta. Let's before we talk about the tools available, let's talk about the level of technological awareness and education. You hear people tell you we've not eaten, so why are we talking about AI? Or you hear somebody tell you that I can't even operate, I use a small touchlight phone, so why are you telling me about AI? Let's quickly touch on the importance of that and see how well we can. You spoke about the phone usage and internet penetration usage, and they are not at par at this moment. So how can we consolidate on this?
Okay, thank you very much. Whether you like it or not, whether government is providing the facility, whether your community or the state government or your school or whichever, you know, way to go, you cannot run away for these technological tools that we're talking about. Let me give you this example. In the last 4 or 5 years, I think 5 years now, Jamb has been on CBT, I think I've been part of the exam in the last 4 or 5 years as well. Do you understand? I can remember my last experience last year. I was posted to a jump center here in Abeokuta, very close to us here. You know, my own duty is to monitor the CCTV cameras from the server room, then make sure when the jam registrar himself, Professor Ishaq Oloyede, wants to have access to any of the center to see what is going on. So from where I'm sitting, I can actually see any candidates. There are many candidates that cannot even click. Automatically, they have failed. And then nobody can help them to click. Despite the fact that jambas make a lot of announcements, they did the mock, this and that. So what requires from individual at primary school, secondary school, whichever level you find yourself, you must. It's a must. You know, when you say something is a must, it's not, there is no no alternative. You have to be, you know, digital literate. Digital literate.
Tech savvy.
No, if we use tech savvy, okay. Some people will be saying, okay, you're talking about, yes, okay. Let's just take
digital
it.
Literacy.
Digital literacy. Do you understand? So we are not saying people should be a programmer now. That's not what we are saying.
Mm.
Understand the nitty-gritty. Let me use the BBC standard for when you talk about, they did a documentary about digital literacy recently. And you can also check that on UNESCO too, what is required of, you know, somebody to be digital literate. It's not about using a phone to chat alone, using Snapchat, using TikTok, all those social media tools. The person should be able to use Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, send it to you. If I want to put down the information of numbers of paper that I've supplied, that I've been able to sell to people, I have to do that in Excel. So what we are saying as of today is that nobody should help you. Now, the second one, there's another buzz boost in the last 2-3 months when WAEC announced that they're also going on CBT. Now, we did analysis that, okay, how many JAMB accredited CBT center do we have? JAMB is one-off exam. WAEC, you write about 8 or 9 subjects. Now, we look at a case study in Idiaba Road. Idiaba has about 4 or 5 secondary schools. Do you understand?
Mm. Now, along that axis.
Along that axis, there is no single CBT center. The one we have has been disaccredited. In fact, it's no longer functioning. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, we are now looking at it. Where do you want candidate to go to? Thank God they announced that they are starting this with a private exam, not the major.
Not the main one. Okay.
Not the main one. Now, I think they did a mock, was it not last week? Was it not last week, Tuesday? So, now what we are saying is that if WAEC is also going CBT, JAMB already CBT, the era of traveling to your university or polytechnic to go and check your name has come, has gone. Most of the institution today, whether university or polytechnic, you pay, you download your course form, you do everything online. So where do you want to run to? Where can you hide your face? I'm talking about students now.
Mm.
What do you think? Where is the no escape route now? When you, through WAEC, okay, are they going to help you write your WAEC? Okay, even somebody help you. What about JAMB?
Report for your, you want to send to your superior, and you don't have to give another person to correct for you. So some of the basic tools,
in fact, I've not used Google to search in the last 4 or 5 months.
Interesting.
The only thing I use Google to do that is my Gmail. Gmail, you know, sharing documents, creating Google form, Google quiz, but searching for where are you, ChatGPT. So ChatGPT is free. That's one of the first tools. Ask ChatGPT anything you want to do. I want to cook food. ChatGPT will tell you. Ask ChatGPT, I want to repair this generator. Ask ChatGPT, I want to go on radio. How do I present myself? Anything. I talk to ChatGPT like my... In fact, I discuss with ChatGPT more than my wife.
Now that's a concern. We'll still come back to the tools. In the elementary or foundational idea of what artificial intelligence is or robotics, they tell us it is emotionless. But you see these things coming up with emotions. If you are sad and you tell ChatGPT, it will comfort you. So
yes.
Where is the emotion coming from?
Where you know these things, you know, all these things has been programmed, has been embedded. ChatGPT is bringing out what people have actually programmed
before.
Before. Do you understand? And that's why I'm saying that there are people who is working, creating these tools. You know, you want to go to customer care in the banking hall, instead of you filling that form, you know, the bank already employed the services of those who will program some of the challenges, some of the problems people are facing. So that's what we are talking about. That's what we are talking about. So it's there to console, it's there to solve all this problem. And that's why the way to go is all these technological tools. We have to switch. We have to move to that trend. And that's what the 21st century is all about.
Back to apart from ChatGPT, what other thing?
Now, you mentioned the PowerPoint the other time. We have what is called Gamma App. If you have a presentation within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, tell Gamma App, gamma.app. Now, when we are releasing these tools for people, this is just to give you an idea. We are not saying, because people, I remember one debate that now that students now have answer to everything, what will lecturer do? Do you understand? Lecturer too has many tools to check whether this thing is coming from machine or from, you know, it's coming from human directly. So when you ask Gamma App, okay, let's say I'm giving example of, I'm giving an assignment to work on this AI topics that we are discussing. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's my assignment. Now, after inputting that on Gamma App, give me PowerPoint, probably 10 slides on this. Immediately, gamma.app gives me idea. I have to sit down, tilt it, modify it, already have the idea, then start putting my own content, put reference. We have Gamma App that can do PowerPoint for you any day, anytime. Ask ChatGPT that, okay, I need AI tools that is going to, you know, do this for me. Let me mention one that is very good for those in the academic industry, Perplexity.ai. One fantastic thing, if you want to do research, when you go to Perplexity.ai, type any of the papers, journals, what you are looking for. We have SCI Hub that can actually give you a series of journals. Are you talking about looking for IEEE journals, Scopus, you know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you use Perplexity, it's going to give you the reference. That's what makes Perplexity sometimes better than ChatGPT. It's going to give you the reference of this information. This is where this thing is coming from. Are you talking about you want to clone somebody's voice? Maybe I should not mention
Let's not share that.
So that they will not clone Emmanuel Lokes' voice.
What about there's a Survey Monkey?
Survey Monkey, yes. Probably the era of going up and down with questionnaire has come to an end. You can use Survey Monkey. You can use Google to do that. Do you understand? You create your...
I hear it will even draw your sample size for
everything.
And the population.
And the population is going to do that for you.
Interesting.
Survey Monkey, you understand? Then you just share the link to people. Once people submit the data, probably you want to get the data of how many people are having access to an hospital in my region, in Yewaland. Once you send it across, people fill in the information, then it's going to generate that for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have all those tools. We have all those tools that we can make use of.
Interesting. 0805-432-1079. 0815, rather. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-1079. AK Square, Pelumi Akimbabin says, well done to you guys in the studio. Indeed, AI will hijack work only from lazy and visionless ones, stone blind ones. I trust you. You are moving with AI already. That's from Facebook. Let's talk about the academic requirement or the academic standard for training in this. Because, you know, the foundation of it has to start from the classroom. If we are talking about something as disruptive as this coming in the future, we've been taught in schools already.
Yes, the government of this nation is trying. Let me pick it from this angle. Why are we producing a half-baked graduate today? Sometimes you cannot totally blame the lecturers. You cannot totally blame the teachers. By the standard of UNESCO, every nation, every country should spend at least 20% of their budget, of the total budget, on education. Now the question is, how much are we spending on education here in Nigeria? The only country trying to meet up with that standard in Africa, you talk about Ghana, you talk about Egypt, Morocco, these are some of the countries. Nigeria spent less than 10%. In fact, last administration was spending 5.5% of the budget. It was during the administration of Goodluck Ebele Jonathan when we are spending 10.2%. That was the highest in history here in Nigeria. So when we are spending that less, we are going to see the effects. Let me give you the vivid example of this. How many government-owned institutions today? My question is, how many government-owned institutions today where you can find constant power supply, where you can find water running and the internet? You cannot find it. You cannot find those three elements. And if you cannot find those three elements, how do you want teachers to conduct practical? Everything will just be on abstracts. And that's why you will see a graduate of, you know, computing field will be telling you that by the time you open the system charges, in fact, today, some of them will still be telling you this is a system, this is CPU. They don't know the difference between system unit and CPU. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, because the lecturers, the instructors, the technologists does not have time to take them through all this from their practical experience, no power supply. Probably some schools that have admitted about 200 students in for computer science in ND1. On getting to ND2, when they are supposed to start doing the practicals, when you get to the laboratory, probably half of the 50 computer system in the laboratory, only five is working. Do you understand what I'm saying? And there is not even constant power supply. So department, some of them has to run on generator. Do you understand what I'm saying? So how do you want students to learn? And that's why today, many of our civil engineers, many of our mechanical engineers, they end up becoming cashier at bank because the mechanical engineer cannot even identify any components from the modern day vehicle. These are some of the challenges. We were asking the student of electrical electronics engineering, what is this inside this ceiling fan? Capacitor. What does the function of capacitor? He was just looking at us. It's as if we are speaking jargons. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, put this socket in order. Electrical socket. He has not done it before. 5 years engineering. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you can't totally blame him. And that's why some of us think we need to use tools now. YouTube is free. Watch videos of YouTubes. Last year when they were celebrating Teachers Day, people were celebrating Coursera, Udemy. And YouTube.
LMS platforms.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, make the advantage. Our YouTube should not just be for movie. Pick a topic. Let me relate one experience for you. I've left Polytechnic University after I could realize that when you are talking about a scanner, that was what in the data structure, lexical analyzer. Data structures, many students of computer science, they don't find it easy at all. We don't like that course because you will just be doing one calculation on this thing. You will not understand it. Not knowing that what they are saying, that data structure, I have to go and watch YouTube. No lecturer mentioned that to me. But me, I'm mentioning that to my student today. That lexical analyzer, this thing is just a scanner on your table. The conversion is when you scan that document, the conversion that is going to take you converting that document to whether JPEG to PDF format. Those are just the calculations that you normally see. And that's what refers to as lexical analyzer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we need to also go outside our box, watch YouTube videos, equip ourselves. We have seen that the education system is the government is not funding the education system. Go around our secondary schools today. Go and take the mapping of the secondary schools in Ogun State. How many of them have a working computer laboratory? How many of them don't even go to computer laboratory? Share to even sit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So these are some of the challenges. So how do you want students to meet up with this standard?
Instead of not talking of complex things like coding.
Coding. No, don't even go to that.
How can small businesses around us leverage AI to enhance productivity and increase their sales, profit margin, and the like?
Fantastic. it is also important for small businesses, whether you are SMEs, you want to open a shop, you want to be a fashion designer, whatever business, you must also understand basic things about technology. It's not all the time they will be helping you to post your design on your WhatsApp status. It's not all the time they will be helping you. Technology has to drive whatever things you are doing. If we could have an e-commerce platform in Nigeria where a goods of 1 billion naira was sold in one day, which market can contain that? Physical market? Is it Kuto? Or is it Idumota? Or Oshodi? Can sold a good of 1 billion naira and those goods were delivered. E-commerce platform did that in Nigeria last year. That's what we are saying. Now, so a small business now needs to understand how to use technology to drive that small business that you are running. Can you share your goods on Instagram? Can you dictate that this person actually made payments so that you don't fall in the hand of victims? You don't become victims of cyber
fake transfer.
You have to be able to confirm. But most of the small business owners today, they would, okay, help me confirm, help me do this. You have to understand those nitty-gritty. By the time you're asking people to help you do all this thing, and that's where the issue comes in, that's where the, insider attacks in cybersecurity. So, small business, you need technology to drive your business. Are you selling clothes? You have to put that clothes on Instagram. You have to put that clothes on Facebook for people to see, because that's the biggest platform. 2.3 billion uses Facebook. That's one third of the population of the whole world. So why not market your product there? It's bigger than any shop. So you have to have a Facebook page. Somebody should design that for you. Then you begin to operate it, upload goods there. So everybody must be what? Digital literate. Small business must be able to send mails. When last do you go to any of the fashion designer and they bring out catalog? When last?
Can you remember? They'll show you a picture.
Or you have seen one design, the video. You send it to your fashion designer. This is what I want. That's what we are saying. Myself and my colleague Lekan, somebody did a palm for us. We came in contact with that guy. He's around Obantoko on Twitter, on X platform. We have not even met him up to today. Do you understand? That's what we are saying. A cobbler on X platform. That's what we are saying. That's what we are saying. When Twitter was locked down, that time during the last administration, there's a woman who actually set food around Lekki. That woman, the story was published in Tech Kapa. She said she's losing about 80,000 naira per day because all the food delivery she was doing was on Twitter, was on X. Do you understand? You know how busy people are in that area. Do you understand? And she was part of people lamenting that government has to restore that X platform, Twitter, back then. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, you are selling food. You are not considering to use technology to drive that food. You're on your own, no?
On Facebook, Olawale Bab says, good talk and a wonderful topic to talk about. It's just pathetic. Most of us are just too lazy and static to the old traditional way of doing things.
I agree with him.
Either we like it or not, AI has come to stay, starting with the ATM machines. My fear is for the civil servants. Please keep preaching. What is it with civil servants? You also mentioned it earlier. And now Olawale Bab is also saying the same thing. What is it with the civil
servant? Civil servant is the problem of this nation.
No, I don't agree with that.
Let me tell you the reason. Politicians will come, and government has been shouting e-governance. The last administration did fantastic in the area of ICT, led by Professor Aliza Pantami. Fantastic job. They did a lot of policy. There's a policy that all the civil servant, federal government agency, should be using their corporate email. Go to Federal Ministry of Education today in Abuja. Go to Federal Ministry of Health. Many of them will be giving you their Gmail and Yahoo mail. They have a corporate mail they are not using. Do you know the implication of that? Now, that's one angle. Now, e-governance that government has been shouting. Go to Okemoson, as we are talking now. Go there. Governor has procured many good laptops, computer system for these PAMSEC and directors. They will place it by this side. By the right hand of their table, you will find it there. Very neat, clean. They will now have bulky file. They don't want to change. And that's why I agree with him. So the more we still rely on the use of file, then we continue to have a lot of issues. And that's why today, if we have allow AI, artificial intelligence technology to drive whatever things we are doing, we will have curbed the issue of insecurity. They kidnap people, they start calling them. Which network are they using? Because we have not centralized the database. Look at what happened in the area of a train attack from Abuja to Kaduna. Look at what happened. Because there was no data of those people who entered that train. As of today now, if you get to any of the train stations, that is when you can only pay for your ticket. People should be able to book for train from anywhere. Then something should alert them that there is space, there is no space. I had one bad experience last year. I wanted to join the train from Agege. This train is coming from Yaba. From Agege, I was there around 6 or 6:30 thereabouts. The train came around, was it not around after 9 or 10? Now, those of us waiting for that train at Agege, we're about 100 or 150 thereabouts. But the space, the available space, is not up to 30.
Because of data,
there was no data.
We really have to go now because our time is fast spent. Perhaps we'll continue this conversation some other time. On a lighter note, while the program was ongoing, I saw Babajide Adewumi trying to put some things. And what came to my mind is broadcasters in tech. It's an interesting world, and hopefully we look forward to having more penetration so that everybody can be on the same page and the country moves forward. So I must thank you for your time this morning, Mr. Kunle Drosemi, the President of Ogun Tech Community. Thank you for coming around on Fresh this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
The platform will return on Monday at 10. But then join us on Freshly Press tomorrow and enjoy the rest of our programming for the rest of the day. I'm Emmanuel, okay? Good morning.
From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9.
Ondukeriri, keriri, omilutiti. Fresh 107.9 FM labe oluma. Wan gbo loke lala. Egbalawa ilu Abeokuta.
O nikan lo le ge o ya je ri ese nje yin ma du le bere sare be ti se ma gbo re o awon sele to sele lori odo yala bola la fese gba ese kikan bole leyan la fejo gba lori konkere ta mo si tennis ere daraya ere sisa ati be lo nikan ni to mile kikiki Fresh FM 107.9 to wa ni Abeokuta ago mokan lo owuro titi di ago meji la le ma gbo lojo aji ojo Monday si ojo abameta Saturday akimu shitu AK Sports ni o ma jalule seti igbo wa e sha ti makani to le tente lori oki osoba presidential hilltop Abeokuta lakale si AK Sports o ya ni so nibe